Welcome to the Successful Encore Career Podcast, a podcast produced by Employment for Seniors. This episode is being brought to you by Nationwide Insurance, Central Ohio Area Agency on Aging, Age Friendly Columbus and Franklin County, and Circle 270 Media Podcast Consultants. I'm Brett Johnson, longtime volunteer with Employment for Seniors, and with me is Dr. Carol Ventresca.
How are you, Brett?
Doing great.
Wonderful.
Doing great.
Wonderful.
This is a great topic we're talking about because we were kind of going over the questions prior just so we, you know, have a good flow of it. But I think we're touching on some points about volunteering that we may not have touched in depth with previous episodes.
Right.
So this is really exciting.
And this is one I've been wanting to do for a long time. Yeah. So I said, let's try it and get this information across because oftentimes folks don't understand volunteering or how it fits into a job search.
Right. So let's start from the top. What is volunteering?
You know, it's everybody has their own concept of what volunteering is. Sometimes folks are volunteering at their church or at their child's school. They're helping somebody in the neighborhood. And because it doesn't seem to be a structured daily or weekly or monthly kind of effort, they don't think of the value of volunteering. But really, anytime someone is providing their community, an organization, a nonprofit agency with their skills and talents and ability for no charge, it really is volunteering. And I grew up in a school system that loved volunteering, and I think it's more prevalent with kids today than it was for the baby boomers. I just happened to be in a system that believed in volunteering, but I don't think a lot of kids had that opportunity. So now as adults, we don't really understand it.
We've beat this drum to death. And if anyone's listened to any of our previous podcasts that has any kind of volunteering piece to it, they're going to know the answer to this, but we have to beat the drum again. Is there value in volunteering during a career search?
Absolutely. And so many times when I talk to folks about volunteering, they, you know, it's sort of that glassy-eyed stare. But Employment for Seniors is run by only 3 part-time staff members. If it wasn't for our volunteers, we wouldn't even be open. Our doors would not be open every
day.
So volunteering is critical for our community, and it is critical for us as an individual in our job search. There are a lot of things that we can accomplish because of volunteering in a job search.
So transitioning into new careers, basically that's what our clients are doing. No matter if they're finding a new job or whatever, they are transitioning. How does that volunteering help with that transition?
Good question. So let's kind of start out here at the beginning. What a volunteer position can do is to help you focus in on your skills and the skills that you want to continue to use, because a lot of us have skills and we don't really want to keep doing them. So what do you want to continue to do and finding that opportunity to utilize those skills? Well, some of us want to learn a new skill and we're not sure how to learn it. Well, you know what? Their chances are pretty good you're going to find a volunteer opportunity that gives you the option of building a new skill sort of with no risk. It's not like you're taking a class for a grade or taking a class that you have to pay for, or that you're on the job trying to learn this skill without making a mistake. You can do that, increasing your skills in a volunteer position, really for very little or no risk. You're also increasing your network. One of the biggest issues that baby boomers have had over the past 10 years in their job search is they lose their network very quickly. They leave their job, they retire, their company could have closed during the recession. Somehow they are really missing all of those links and connections to people who can help them in their job search. And so volunteering helps you maintain or increase your network. The other thing too is that when you may have skills that you haven't used for a while that you want to hone and make better, so you can do that. The other thing too that volunteering can do, and I often tell folks that about this when they're going to job fairs, don't ever assume you know about an employer. Don't assume you know everything there is about your local grocery store. If they have jobs posted, chances are those jobs are more than just the clerk at the cashier at the cash register, every organization needs a lot of people. Well, you learn that in a volunteer position too. You're going to find out what's it like to work in a nonprofit. Chances are pretty good you've not had anything to do with a nonprofit other than maybe your church or school. What's it like to work in a nonprofit organization? So that completely opens up your job search. It will also get you connected to whatever organizations support that nonprofit. So if a local insurance company supports that nonprofit or a local real estate company, you're opening up that network and you are seeing other opportunities out there for real jobs.
So we hear from clients that they don't have time to volunteer, even though it's an important step to bring that next step in their career change. How do we answer that?
Well, you know, everybody has their own notion of the value of their time and the what they want to spend their time doing. And sometimes they may be doing caregiving for a spouse or an older family member or grandchildren, you never know, and there could be some issues. That spending time on a computer all day long is really not going to be successful. Just sending out hundreds and hundreds of resumes and applications, you're just not going to find success as quickly. Where volunteering, it really could open up a lot of doors pretty quickly.
Right. Well, let's talk about the advantages for a mature job seeker, as well as a retiree in volunteering. Yes, it's good for you. There's a lot of psychological and benefits in regards to just keeping you out and such, but there are more concrete advantages, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And the one thing, too, that a volunteer has to keep in mind, kind of going back a little bit to that notion of I don't have enough time, you control your schedule with a volunteer. At Employment for Seniors, our volunteers are in one morning a week for 4 hours, and we work with them on their schedule a month ahead of time. So it's not like you're going to be tied to a desk as a volunteer 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. That's not going to happen. But there are a lot of things that you can do in your volunteering that are going to help you add to your resume, close any potential gaps on your resume, and really make you a successful volunteer as well as a successful job seeker. You know, if you know you have the obligation to go to a volunteer opportunity and you know what the schedule is, that it's going to give you some motivation to keep going. You are going to continue to be engaged with other people. Oftentimes, individuals who are going through a career transition start cocooning in their home. And again, as I said, they're sitting in front of their computer 8 hours a day looking for job opportunities. And you're missing all the information that's flowing around you. So volunteering also is the ability to research and gain information about other employers. You have a purpose for the day. You have a goal, and you're motivated to do well in the volunteer position. And also, what can I learn about my job search? The other issue that has really come up a lot with our baby boomers is the fact that they are working in multi-generational workforces, workplaces, and that you're going to do that in a volunteer position because there are a lot of young folks out there who are doing a great job of volunteering. You're going to be in a group of people and you're going to see the differences in generations, but you're also going to learn to appreciate the skills and the exuberance that other people bring to a volunteer position. And so that gives you a much clearer understanding of other generations and a more positive attitude towards other generations too.
So we now know what volunteering is and why it's good for us. Let's talk about finding the right volunteer experience.
Right.
There's plenty of opportunities out there.
And, oh my gosh, yes.
And maybe you just don't want to go to the church and volunteer.
Right.
Yeah. Though that in itself, most churches are millions of dollars organizations, and it's a good resume piece. But
absolutely.
But there are some other pieces to this and
right.
Finding the right experience. And let's go over that.
Okay. And one of the things that I mentioned just a bit ago was that you've got skills you want to use. So really the first thing is doing a little bit of research. Just like I always talk about, a job search is going to be more successful if you've done a little bit of research. Think about, do you want to work with young people, children? Do you want to work, volunteer with helping older folks? Do you want to work and volunteer with helping our pets and our animal community? Do you want to look at something like the a historical society or the Landmarks Foundation, is if that is of more interest to you? Or is it an arts opportunity, working at one of the major theaters and volunteering for in Columbus for Kappa? You know, there's lots of things that you can do. So think about what skills you have that you want to continue using. Do some research on the organizations that are of interest to you. Who has a mission that you believe in? What organization shares your beliefs and your values? Because you don't want to work for a group that you don't agree with. They don't want you to work for them if you don't agree with them. But then you start contacting them. Most organizations have a volunteer manager, so you just contact the volunteer manager. What are the opportunities? Another great place to get started on volunteering is the local hospitals. They have a huge group of volunteers. So you can use your clerical office support in greeting customers and customer relations. You may want to visit patients. You may want to work at Children's Hospital. There's lots of those kinds of things. But again, do a little bit of research. We have 9,000 nonprofits in Central Ohio, and you want to understand who it is that's out there that could use your help. So there's some places to check. A national group, so for all of our listeners who are in other places in the country, volunteermatch.com is a wonderful online system that can connect you to organizations in your area based on what you're interested in doing. So it's volunteermatch.com. In Central Ohio, we also have Hands On Central Ohio, which will give you information about the nonprofits in our community. The other place for where to look, regardless of where you live in the country, is your local Better Business Bureau. So here in Columbus, the Central Ohio Better Business Bureau has a nonprofit registry. So you're not only checking on who those nonprofits are, but if there's an issue with those nonprofits. Because again, you don't want to be working for an organization that there have been some problems.
Right.
So those are good places to look to not only do your research, but also to contact them and look at volunteering.
All right. This piece, this next question we came up with, it kind of dawned on me. We never really talked about, how do you translate that volunteer opportunity to a resume?
Right.
I mean, we've been encouraging the volunteer and the volunteering, but how do you tell your next employer on a resume? How do you do that? How do you tell them that, yeah, great, I spent time doing this, but what do you bring to a resume of all that time you spent volunteering?
Right. Well, and two, when you're talking about volunteering, there are different ways to look at what you have done as a volunteer, and you need to kind of really clearly see that in your head. So the example I always use is that every food bank needs somebody to go in and stock shelves and pack boxes and those kinds of things. Those are incredible opportunities to give back to your community, but it may or may not be something you're going to put on your resume. But you started out packing boxes at the local food bank. You're talking to the volunteer administrator saying, you know, I could do some other stuff. What else do you need me to do? Well, they may need somebody to call a list of 10 sororities and fraternities to see if you can schedule some more volunteers. Now you're looking at utilizing your professional skills to build that agency, to bring value to that nonprofit. Now you're looking at a volunteer opportunity that you can easily slip into a resume. As long as you identify yourself as a volunteer and you can add that to your resume as a work experience, you have to explain it the way you do in all your other work experiences. You have to add the dates as to when you were at that agency, but it's absolutely valid. Students use it for their internships. It's always part of their resume. It closes the gaps of your resume. It can show that you understand the skills that you have wanted to use, that you're using for that volunteer position, and that you've had success at doing that. That volunteer manager may have given you 10 sororities and fraternities to call to get more volunteers. Well, say you got 8 of those groups committed. That's an 80% success rate. That's a wonderful thing to add, you know, as a bullet point on your resume. It also will help you showcase how your skills can be transferred from where you worked before to new organizations. And most importantly, after that resume is built, you're looking at a job search. Guess what? That volunteer manager that you just had the 80% success rate in calling and getting more volunteers is going to be an immense, just a very powerful reference for you in your job search.
All right. Well, I think we are in a situation now, too, that the employment culture is positive to volunteering. They don't look at it as a waste of time.
Right.
So that volunteer, your time there is a great spotlight. Mm-hmm. That those cultures are looking for people that want to volunteer their time, and then they see that you did and you got something out of it.
Right. Well, you know, too, we always talk about how employers tend to have misconceptions about job candidates. And for our older adults, they often think that people are set in their ways. They're not willing to take direction. They look down on younger people. They are not looking at learning anything new. Now, all of a sudden, you have this phenomenal volunteer opportunity where you've learned new skills. You've met with and worked with multiple generations of individual other volunteers. You took direction. You may have created new ideas, new programs, new events. You may have been able to go in and analyze some data for them. Lots and lots of things that we need done in nonprofits that we don't have the funding to pay somebody to do. And here you walk in and you are just bringing all kinds of value to an organization that's giving back to your community. Whole new ballgame on your resume.
All right. So to wrap it up, how about 3 or 4 issues that, you know, we've discussed today, that the 3 or 4 takeaways, let's put it that way, that the most important pieces of what we talked about?
The most important thing about volunteering is that I hope you consider it. I understand that oftentimes we get caught up in our daily lives and daily emergencies and forget how much time we actually do have on our hands. And to think about volunteering in a couple of different ways. Number one, it is going to be good for your job search. It is going to make you more successful, help you build your skills, help you increase your network, all of those kinds of things. It's good for your job search, but it's also good for you personally. Again, if you are going through a career transition and you are sitting at home by yourself and just hearing family stress because you're not working, this is a good way to kind of get outside your own box and really see how you can make a commitment to a new organization, how that's going to be positive for you. So sort of that motivation, self-identity pieces is really important. Then in terms of getting a volunteer position, do your research. Talk to your friends. Who do they volunteer for? You may be already volunteering at church. Talk to folks at church and say, what are the other organizations? We have a lot of religious social service groups. Kiwanis, the Rotary, there are all kinds of groups that are out there that are great places to spend some time. Focus on your skills. What kind of skills do you have? What kind of skills do you want to use that are already in your bailiwick? And what kind of skills would you like to build? And see if you could find an opportunity to match that. And again, I can't stress enough, volunteering opens up your network. And when the economy is as good as it is, and yet still only about half of the jobs that are open are posted, if that little tiny job you really want is out there, the best way to find it is through your network.
Correct. Well, great. Again, another great episode about little pieces to put together in your career search that I think volunteerism probably gets overlooked a lot.
Yes, it does, particularly for our mature job seekers.
Yeah, I think it's probably a cultural thing, not a cultural, but a
generational. It's a generational piece. Yeah.
And we have to take a look at it much differently, that it's very welcomed. It's right. Almost expected.
Well, and you know, I don't want anyone to think that we're assuming that older adults don't volunteer.
Right.
Again, they do, but they don't see it within the context of a job search. And volunteering, not part of a job search, is phenomenal. But volunteering that can also help your job search, again, phenomenal.
Exactly. Well, thanks for the insights.
Thank you. It's great to see you
and
again.
And been fun again. Another great episode.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brett.
You bet. Thanks.